And thank you for all of you to still be here on the afternoon of the second day of this long CLE. I was trying to talk to some friends last night about how I could pitch this talk, and I was describing it to them, and they said, oh, I understand now. You're going to talk about all the sad ways you can lose in the Fifth Circuit. And I think that's exactly right. These are the ways you don't want to lose, and it is the job of the appellate lawyer to avoid them. And I'm going to give you, this is not meant to be a comprehensive review of what happened on these kind of justiciability issues this past year. It's kind of my esoteric view of what's most interesting. So I've picked four topics, and I'm going to go through them fairly quickly. let me just start with why this topic is so important. You may have a really interesting constitutional or statutory question you want the Fifth Circuit to decide. The Fifth Circuit may have a different view about wanting to decide that than you do, and that's not for any bad reason. You know, courts are supposed to be small C conservative. They're not supposed to reach out and decide questions that they don't need to reach. And I use an analogy in my own head. It may not work for you if you haven't read as many science fiction novels as I have or fantasy novels, but I see the court as sort of a knight or a soldier, you know, with a lot of armor, shields, you know, helmets, and those are all the procedural defenses they have to reaching out and deciding a new issue, a constitutional or statutory issue. And your goal as the appellate lawyer is to find your way through those defenses, like my little Roman soldier up here. So don't give the court any opportunity to dismiss your novel, interesting argument because of a procedural bar. And you need to start thinking about these early on in the case, because waiver, forfeiture, all the things I'm going to talk about can come bite you when you're not expecting them on appeal.